Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lebotisane and For My Good takes us to 20 minutes after 2. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. And I just want to remind you that everything will definitely work out for your good. Hello and welcome to Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart if you've just tuned in. I'm not very good with the English language, but there's something that says, guess who the wind blew my direction? Mr. SK, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Have you ever heard that term?
You good?
I'm good, good. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Ever heard that English line? Guess who the wind blew my direction?
Yeah.
Oh man, welcome back. How are you doing though?
You're struggling, but we've got to work.
Shem, I thoroughly understand. I'm dealing with that with the twins right now. It's quite hectic. But welcome back.
Thank you so much. And you know, Thursday is off law.
It is, of course. So what are we talking about today?
I think let's continue with property.
Okay, because there's still so much more to cover.
Yeah, especially last week we discussed the issue of having to purchase property without involving agents.
Okay, I'm smiling because when I left on Thursday, I don't know if you had a moment to have a chat with Umama at the front, Mom Celine. And she was just telling me how hot the topic was, and she says, I don't know how many people I know who've bought properties using an affidavit.
When I left studio last week, she informed me, she's like, Mr. Sekamela, you know, I learned a lot. And this is why we are here every Thursday.
To inform. Guys, no more. Affidavits are for different things. Let's leave property out of it.
Yeah.
Let's leave property out of it. But thank you for sacrificing in your sixth state, coming all the way here.
We're doing Joshua 1 verse 8.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. Come on.
Let the book of the law not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. You see, this is what we do every Thursday.
All right. So, continuing from what we started last week, definitely.
Yeah. That's yesterday, Luko, in the office there. I had an old lady. She's a pensioner. I hope she's listening. And she took all of her money, her pension money, trying to invest in buying property cash, Luko. You see. And the sad part, the money was paid cash into the attorney's account. And
not just to a Luko.
Not to a person, Luko. To a professional somebody, a member of a professional body. You see. And I was so disappointed to say, I mean, how can members of a professional body, especially an attorney, take the last money of a pensioner, saying they are selling property for her, and that sale does not
materialize?
You see.
All right, so, but what went wrong? What really went wrong? As it seems right now.
You know, Luko, when you buy property, I think she was also failed by the agent.
The agent.
Yes.
No, remember, like I said to you, sometimes they're just about the sales and that's the end of it.
They're just about the sale and the commission.
Yep.
Not considering the other person, especially the buyer.
Yeah.
You see. So what happened there, Luko? The agent misled the buyer to say, no, let's buy this property cash. They even went to an extent that they escort this old woman to the bank to withdraw the money cash.
To withdraw cash?
Yes. I'm talking about 720,000 here, Luko. Huh? Yeah, being withdrawn cash.
How are they planning to deposit it again? Because how are they going to explain?
I mean,
the
why didn't they just they do an
a transfer?
EFT?
That's my point.
To the attorneys.
That's my point.
Then, since last year, she's been going to and fro with them.
But it's traceable that she did. It was deposited to the attorneys.
There's a POP.
Great, but I don't understand why make her withdraw and redeposit the charges
imagine the charges that she had to incur, Luko.
Find me that agent. Aibo. Yeah. Find me that agent.
Yeah. But we are on them. We are helping the old lady. Mm. Yeah, there's no way that we can let them go scot-free.
But what went wrong then?
They just took her money and did not deliver. They did not.
No.
She did not get property. And when she went back
to
them...
So after she paid, that was the end of it?
Yeah, after she paid, that was the end of it. And
so they want to kill the old lady?
Imagine, look, she's told that the title deed got banned somewhere. I mean, there's the deeds office where you can always do
a reprint,
you see.
Have they given her the property at all?
She didn't get the property.
Ah, man, Mr. Sagamela. It's not even a case of she lives in the property, but she's not getting the title deed.
No, she didn't get the property, Luko.
How's her sugar levels?
She's renting now. She does not. Remember, she took all of her pension.
How's her high blood pressure right now?
Yeah.
Her sugar levels?
She's not okay.
This is cruel.
She's not okay.
This is cruel. No, Mr. Sagamela, it's worse than I thought.
Yeah, so I think this is what we must advise the listeners of Radio Pulpit to say. When you enter into such sale agreements, you need to make sure that you do a thorough investigation, especially when you buy a property cash.
What do you think she could have done differently, though? Because what I'm hearing here is there was an agent involved.
Yes.
There was an attorney, a legal one. It doesn't seem like it looked dodgy at all.
Yeah, you see, you know what happened there, Luko? It's an estate property.
Okay.
Because the owner is deceased.
Oh, okay.
So the heirs of that particular property
are in conflict.
Is the children. They are in conflict.
I know, whenever so that happens, yeah.
One wants to sell.
Does
not want to sell the family house.
I know that family house story.
You see, so that's basically what transpired there.
Does it seem, or obviously you don't know at the moment, that the money was even paid to these people, or is it still sitting in the attorney's account?
We only got instructions yesterday.
Okay.
And
so you need to do that investigation.
We need to at least write to the attorneys to inform them to say this is our instructions. But we have already even reported them to the Legal Practice Council.
Of course.
This is a way malafide behavior, especially from a professional body.
Is there an obligation from the side of the attorneys to assist generally in a case where the transaction is not concluding? Is that not what's supposed to happen? That you should be approached and told it's falling apart and the money is given back to you?
You see, Luko, there's a reason why we have clauses in the offer to purchase contract.
Mm.
You see, there's a reason why there is those clauses. You remember last week we spoke about the danger of buying property without involving agents.
Exactly.
To say you may miss certain clauses that should be included in the offer to purchase.
Mm.
So in this instance, the clauses are there in the offer to purchase.
Okay.
But they still...
They're not meeting their end of the bargain.
They are not. You see.
It's, Londo, you are quick. You got instructions yesterday and you've reported them already.
Yeah, no. Just justice for the people.
It's true. It's true.
Sure. You see, when you check, there's Kwame Nkrumah once said, when you are a lawman, if there's anything that you should be in pursuit of,
it's justice.
It's justice because you are a servant of justice. Mm. If you find yourself being in any profession and you do not render proper service to the people, then you are not doing justice to those people.
True, true. Sure. Ew, this is so sad.
Very sad. Very
sad. This is so sad. Because I'm really trying to wrap my head around the... We've covered all bases to say, do not be scammed. But what happens when you feel you've gone through the right channels and you're still scammed?
You see.
You see now, what's the solution? It is only to approach lawyers that can assist you to get out of
exactly,
that messy situation.
Exactly. And the sad part, remember, she has to incur legal costs now.
Exactly.
To recoup or recover her own money.
Oh, and if the case drags, that's more money she
needs
to
cover. That's more money that she
has
to pay.
Have.
Which she doesn't have. She took all of her pension, Luko.
Hey, Mrs. Zichner, this is sad. All right, so lead us. Really sad.
So I think let's just continue with property law, Luko, to check what does it entail? What does it cover? Because if you check property law, it the first thing that obviously we're talking law, rights will be in place. Because there's no way that you can speak the law and there are no rights and obligations, because the law gives way to the rights and the obligations. So you see, in this instance of the old lady, rights were there, obligations were there, but people did not meet their obligations.
Did she get an opportunity to contact the lawyers directly, or is it a case of there just hasn't been property delivered and you believe the lawyers should have then started the process of reimbursing her?
Yeah, currently what we are doing, we are terminating the contract.
Okay.
The offer to purchase contract. Because you see, there's a contract in place.
Yes.
The first step before we recoup the money, it should be to terminate
the contract,
that particular sale agreement.
Okay.
Then from there, that's when we can move to demand now.
Mm.
Demanding the money back.
Sure. Hey, this is interesting. Quick one before we go any further. Cheer Baby says, good day, Mr. Sekamela. Sure, my friend bought property for 60K. True affidavit. No original owners want the house or money for the property because my friend didn't give 60K to the owner. Oh, my word. So she bought... Who exactly did your friend buy the property from if the owners never got the money?
Yeah, then there is no... the sale is incomplete.
Of course.
Because remember, for the sale to be complete, there must be payment of the purchase price.
Exactly.
Then,
or could it be a similar case to the one we're talking about? Where we would say, Umama bought a property.
Yeah, but now you see here with Cherry Baby, Luko, she speaks of an affidavit. And I think
we have a problem there.
We have a problem there. Remember, even last week, we ended up talking about certain people to say, we don't want, you can't buy property through an affidavit. The only way to purchase property is through an offer to purchase.
True. Cheer Baby, I remember, your friend, at least the best they can do, like Mr. Sakamela said last week, is to prove that the money was put into this particular person's account, and then the lawyers try to recover it. Otherwise, it must never happen again.
Yeah, it mustn't happen
again. It must never happen again.
But thanks so much to Cherry Baby. You know, she's always with us.
Engaging
when
us.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's always engaging us, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, I think the other issues that we need to check, let's check the key aspects of property law.
All right.
The first one is ownership.
Okay.
Then the second one is real rights.
Okay.
Hence, I said we cannot speak law and not speak rights.
Rights.
Yes. Then the other ones, we'll talk personal rights. Then we talk also again restrictions on ownership. Remember, we once said that if you build on someone's land and you do not have documents. I was even arguing with this man that I'm with in studio today, just yesterday, Luko, to say, who is the owner if the property is still owned by the bank? The owner is the bank. Because if it's not registered yet in your names, it still belongs to the bank.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's say, Luko, I have a title deed of a land.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come, you have money that which you want to invest, you want to build some flats. Then you don't follow proper channels. Then you just come to my land and build flats.
Ah, you are rich, my friend.
I'm rich.
You own flats now.
Yeah, I'm owning flats because the owner of the land, the law says they take it all.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Now you take it all.
I
come. I bring ganda, TLB, I break it down.
Yeah. That's malicious damage to property.
To your property.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, you've built on my land. And
now I own your property.
Yeah, it's my land, and I take it all.
Oh, so I'll be in the wrong.
you'll be in the wrong.
But I want to leave you with your property how I found it, Moss.
No, look. You've built on my land. I have a title deed.
It's complicated.
The law says I take it all. I told you I'm busy with a matter in Soweto. Mm. Those people, they've already built a double story there. And we
in
are,
your client's land.
Yeah, and we are winning. We are winning. We're going to take it all.
Mr. Segamela.
I'm telling you, because the title deed speaks of us.
So you I got goosebumps. So then if the person decides you also don't keep it, I break it down, then you can still sue them.
Yes.
They broke down your property.
Malicious damage to property. It's a punishable offense.
T for
in
tricky.
Terms of Sneyman, when he wrote the books of criminal law, he mentioned malicious damage to property as one of the punishable offenses.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to be admitting this. I thought it was as easy as I built it. Destroy it.
No.
I mean, if I don't get to keep it because you're taking it, then hey, we both don't get it.
No. Remember, Luko, with property, it's about hence, when we talk about the key aspects of law of property, registration and transfers are very necessary. There is a reason why there is registrations and transfers.
Mm.
So that the real rights should be transferred to the deserving owner.
Mm.
You get it?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a reason for that. Because obviously the writers of property law books, when they wrote, they knew that there is on day-to-day basis, there is property disputes.
Mm.
You see, even today we are here on the Legal Junction. I'm telling you, Luko, there is someone out there that has got a land or a property dispute.
Mm. Mm. Sure.
So hence the transfer is very important.
Here's a question.
Mm.
Don't worry, Emmy Smith. Don't worry. It's Luko, my lovey. Don't worry. So Emmy Smith says, one question.
Yeah.
When my house is on my name, can the city of Johannesburg take my house for money owed if you...
for water and lights.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
If you don't pay your rates and the debt accumulates, the municipality
looks at the value of the debt.
Looks at the value of the debt
versus the value of the property.
The value of the property. And then they can put that property on sale to recover the debt.
Okay, so our listener now, let's say, is already in the situation as we can see, because she says she's getting the threat. What can be done? I'm very solution driven because a solution needs to come out now.
Yeah, you see, Luko, there is this notion that says never ignore legal documents. And this is what we always say when you are here on the Legal Junction, to say never ignore
legal documents.
Just a mere letter of demand, it can cost you a fortune if you avoid such. So it's very important that when you are owing people, you approach them. You don't run away. You see, you approach them and say, you know what? I'm owing you. I admit that I'm owing you. Can I make an arrangement? So most of the people, they become dodgy.
Yeah.
Then subsequently, there is summons. There is warrants of executions. Then there is the sheriff coming to knock at your door to say, I'm here now to attach.
Sure.
So never at any given stage ignore legal documents.
Okay, so the client is now at the stage. Yeah, it's a client now already because this person must approach you. What can be done? They've already been given these letters. Can they still approach you for assistance?
Yes.
And, okay.
As long as, Luko, there is no order against them. There is no court order that is binding against them.
Okay.
They can still engage the municipality or whoever at any given stage. This is alternative dispute resolution.
Yeah.
Luko.
Yeah.
Yeah. We engage, we negotiate, we settle.
Okay.
Because certain things, they are not necessary that we must go to court. Like we always say.
Yeah.
Sometimes court is a matter of pride.
True.
Yeah, don't talk to me, talk to my lawyer.
Talk to my lawyer.
You see, it's a matter of pride. But now, certain things through negotiations and engagements, we sort them out and, yeah. And yeah.
And I think that's the mentality we've got to have, that we want the matter sorted out. We don't want to fight. Have that attitude as an adult, man, to say, we don't need to fight. It doesn't need to get to that.
Exactly.
It just needs to be sorted out.
It must be sorted out. I mean, that is the same attitude why we are approaching courts.
Yeah.
We want courts to give us solutions. Whereas we are having solutions. We can sit around table and engage and get solutions.
Yeah. I get you. Clearly, Mr. Sekamel.
Check this, Luko. I know today we are not talking about what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm giving you an example. In a divorce matter, ne?
Okay.
Where people they know, they have accumulated two houses.
Mm-hmm.
They have accumulated two cars.
Mm-hmm.
They have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then do you think that process, does it need a lawyer to be paid 30,000?
Think about it. Not at all.
We talk.
Let's sit
take
down.
One
what
house, I take one
exactly.
house. Take one car, I take one car. But I understand in certain circumstances you find that
sometimes
are angry.
Exactly. Yeah. And one, like you're saying, you're thinking, take this, take that, let's go our separate ways.
Yeah.
But some are angry and they just want to say, I even want to go for his Benjamin fans. I want to go this and that. And you're like, it's really not that necessary if you think about it.
Yeah.
And for me, I always say, this mentality of which you think you'll never accumulate things for yourself so much that you must go even deeper and deeper when there's absolutely no need.
No need. No need.
Absolutely no need.
No need.
But hey, people are angry, like you say.
Yeah, people are angry. I see the sonnet there.
Rachel says, hi, my brother inherited our parents' house. He's also the executor, still in my mom's name. He now wants to give me the house. What would SARS invoice me for this gift? And does my brother need to register the house in his name before he can give it to me? I'd like to say, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We erred there. We erred there.
Yeah.
We definitely erred there. Apologies.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get the solution here. What happens?
Luko, in this instance.
Okay, let me give a warning first.
Yeah.
Next time we get a text like that, please write at the top.
Yeah.
Heading anonymous.
Anonymous.
Because we start reading from the top
because
going down.
We read from
apologize
the top
for
and
that.
Now we start with names.
We truly
then
apologize.
When we get to the bottom part, then we realize that it's anonymous. Now we apologize for that. Yeah. In this instance, the brother inherited their
parents' property.
Property.
Okay.
And he's also the executor.
Yes.
This says at the master of the High Court.
Yes.
He's the one that is carrying the what we call
the letter of
executorship. Yes. Then he now wants to give the property. Remember, this is how an estate works, Luko.
All right.
It gets reported. A person is an executor.
Mm-hmm.
Then there should be what we call a liquidation and distribution account.
All right.
What we normally call an L&D. That must be prepared and be submitted at the Master of the High Court.
Mm-hmm.
You see, as it says, liquidation and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So in that liquidation and distribution, obviously the brother, the property is distributed to him.
Okay.
Then what must happen? He must register the property in his name.
Okay, wait. Before you finish. Now that he has decided to give it to the sister, does he still need to go through the process of first putting it in his name, then to his sister's name? Or can he make sure it goes straight to his sister's name?
Because at the master of the High Court is the executor.
Can he not revoke that power and hand it over to his sister?
No, he can approach the master and say, I'm removing myself as the executor.
Okay.
Then my sister
appointing my sister.
I'm appointing my sister as an executor.
Because I'm worried of the processes of him
and the
first
cost
having
implication.
It exactly.
And the cost implication
exactly.
of registering. Exactly.
Because then he registered in his name. Then they take it out of his name to his sister's name.
Yeah.
It's quite a long process.
You see, Yeah, so they can just go to the master and renounce, then get the property registered in the sister's names.
That's how it should be done, yeah. Malavi. I think that should be an easier one because the other one's quite a long process. But remember, you face difficulty, you know where to run to.
Yeah, of course.
You know where to run to. Mr. Zagabal is always ready.
Yeah, no, we are always here. Yeah, you see, Luko, so that's basically what happens with properties. You'll find properties that falls under deceased estate.
Okay.
And you'll find properties whereby the owners are alive.
Yeah.
Like in the instance of the old lady, the owner, the one whom the title deed is registered in their names is deceased. And now there is surviving children who are loggerheads to each other to say, one says, let's sell. One says, we cannot sell.
Here's a quick scenario. I know we are running out of time, but it's property related. A friend relays a story to me recently. It seems there's a bit of a conflict between siblings. There's three of them. Two ladies and one gentleman. The older brother, when the mom passed away, mom was a single parent. So the older brother had always been, I want to say, the custodian of everything. The question of who the executor might be is not clear at this point in time. However, she says at some point the brother gave her a brown envelope of documents to keep. Most recently, apparently she had loaned a sum of money from her sister. The sister told the brother, and they both decided to say to the friend, to my friend, give us your bank statements.
Okay.
And she refused. She could not understand what it is they do with the bank statements.
Yeah.
I'm borrowing $5,000. I need to put my child through school. What is this about?
Yeah.
But anyway, she did not follow up on that. Error number one. She says, one day I'm sitting, I get a text from my brother. Guess what it is?
Yeah.
My ID number. And he immediately deletes it. Okay. I've seen it. It's my ID number. So then I said to him, what are you doing with my ID number? Why are you sending me my ID number? And the brother responds, well, we gave you a chance to give us your bank statements and you refused. So you forced us to go the hard way. Why they still want her bank statements, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because she no longer wants the money from them. Anyway, fast forward. She says, now I'm approached by a family member who says, my brother is looking for the title deed. And he says he gave it to me. She says, look, I never even looked at the documents. When he gave them to me to keep, I did exactly that. They didn't concern me.
Yeah.
I'm now learning that there's a title deed there. And somehow I know where the title deed is. So I said, where are the documents? Did you give him back? She says, yeah, there's some in the house. I gave him the documents. So I don't understand if he feels I took the title deed out. What's that about?
Yeah.
But here's my major question around this conversation. She's now saying, look, I just want to move out. I do have a stand of my own. But my worry also is the stand is not legal. It's a land and grab situation.
Yeah.
So she's going to go and build a little bozzy there and live there with her child.
Yeah.
But while she has a home. But I think, obviously, she feels unsafe because now she doesn't know what's going to happen to the home if these two are colluding together. So what do you advise in that case? Does she first find out who the property belongs to? Should they then look at dividing or whatever the case may be? What must happen in this case?
Firstly, they must establish who is the owner of the property.
Of the property.
Yes. That's where the things should start. Yeah. Then after the investigation of who is the real...
She's never seen the title deed, Mr. Eske. So what should happen? Should she approach housing and find out?
The deeds office and request a reprint.
Okay.
But it's a bit of a process. Because remember, Luko, if a person can get hold of an original title deed, it's very easy for them to transfer the property into their own names. That is why title deed should be kept very safe. It's not a document that you just play around with and so forth. You must always keep it in a safe place. You see, yeah, so that they can just approach the deeds office and get a reprint to check who's the owner, or they can even go to the municipality.
Here's my worry then. If then the let's say this knowledge lands in the brother's lap and the sister, Is it not possible for them to then just seize the property and leave the sister out?
Yeah, they can do that. But remember, it's a matter of engagements.
Mm.
You see, engagements, negotiable instruments. Now, they must engage to say who deserves the property, who must get the property. Mm. So those engagements should be in place.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Here's a question. Queenie says, often beloved, if you're divorced, deed state to split, but we decided to sign house over to one person. What's the simplest process?
Yeah, remember, if you are divorced, then the question would be, what was the type of the marital regime?
Of them. Okay, yeah. Okay.
If it's in community of property, obviously it's a 50-50 split.
Okay.
Then
even if we both made the decision to just give over the property to the other person?
No, if you agree. Remember, even if it's 50-50, in divorce instance, Luko, it's either the other person can buy the other one out.
Okay.
Or willingly, so out of principles of Ubuntu, a person can just say, no, man, let's leave the property to the children.
Okay.
You see? Or...
and whoever then stays with the children stays in the property.
Yeah, maybe the mother will stay in the property and so forth. You see, so it's a matter of a good heart and also to look to consider the future of the children. Because in instances like this, you find that people are not considering anything about the children.
Yes.
It's just their own self and selfishness.
What do I get out of this?
Mm. And not considering that there is children that are going to suffer badly out of the whole situation. So in instances like this, Queenie, the split. If they decided to sign over to one person, then that particular person becomes the owner of the property.
So what do they do? Do they just transfer the property to that person's name? And
they transfer the property to that person's name.
Who's the relevant department for that?
That is the deeds office.
The deeds office.
Yes.
So please do approach the deeds office, Queenie. That's the response from Mr. Siyakamela. Okay, I just need to get to the next message. Batandwa Nqangana says, do I have to involve lawyers in registration and transferring of property?
Of course.
Okay, I'm saying this because he's Xhosa. I can tell with the surname.
Exactly. No, you need to involve the lawyers. I mean, conveyancers. There's special documents that needs to be completed upon registration and transferring of property. Hence, we have special. Not every lawyer can do it.
Okay.
We have special lawyers called conveyancers.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that deals with property law, especially registration and transfer of property.
Simple. We have run out of time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, while still moving with our train so much, I'm going to say thank you so, so much. Batandwa, we appreciate your contribution. Queenie, we see you. Thank you. Thank
you. Sanate,
we appreciate Ermi. Thank you so much. And Cherry Baby for coming through. I'm glad you are asking all these relevant questions.
Yeah, and Luko, you see, this is what... makes us to feel that the legal junction is very relevant.
If
they engage us like this, then I've got a feeling that legal junction now requires 2 hours so that we can sit here, Luko, and engage our listeners. It's very effective. This is having to get these responses from the listeners. It fulfills me.
I can imagine. Getting out of homesick. Last one. Juanita says, hi, the property I've inherited was transferred into my name in August 2024.
Yeah.
I got a notification printout on email.
Yeah.
But I'm still waiting for the title deed to come with the couriers from the executors. How can it take so long?
Title deed does not take that long.
Mm-hmm.
I think what she needs to do, she needs to follow up with the registering attorneys that were dealing with the registration and transfer of this property.
Because I'm getting the feeling they told her that it's coming with the couriers. Because how else would she know that the couriers have
And they're misleading her because it's the same situation of that old woman. She was told that the title deed got bent.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think with Junita, what she can do... she can approach the nearest deeds office where I don't know where she's situated, then to check as to is the property registered and transferred
successfully.
So then they can also give a print out of the title deed than to wait for ages waiting for the title deed to come through courier.
Let the couriers rest, Juanita, my love. They don't want to work.
Yeah,
let them go.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, do it by yourself.
Go get your title deed, my lovey. The time to sign up, Mr. Segovia, has really been great.
From myself, you know, the only lawyer of the radio, we're doing this same time, same place. Next week, Thursday. I love you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's give it a name and call it a day. God bless. Johan, over to you.
You're at 657 AM. Radio with the truth in its voice.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.